This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I decided it's a nose blow. There's some people still hanging on there.
Jerry told me outside that it was a nose blow.
So he's on the nose blow side as
he
well.
He said the same. I didn't prod him or ask him about why do you think it's a nose blow. He basically offered up the information that, I don't know if you know this, but he uses a kerchief.
Yeah.
I mean, a handkerchief.
Right.
Handkerchief.
Which is what I said.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
right.
Therefore, you and he would know better because you know him the best.
Yeah, he's a handkerchief guy.
Yeah,
pulls out that handkerchief. He's tonking that schnoz all the time. So that's what that was. So, and then we texted Chris himself, came back nose blow right away. So that settles that. Now there was the Francesa fart that we thought was scrubbed from the internet. Now this was back in May of last year, so it's not a full year that this has even happened, but we did find it. It was sent to me by several people, so it's not totally scrubbed from the internet. So let's go back to this one and hear if this one was a real fart or not. Eddie, do you have that one?
Well, Al, actually.
No, I
Al
have it, but the problem with this is I will play it, but when Funhouse edited this, he put it on a little bit of a loop. So when it happens, he plays it again and plays it again. It makes it very confusing to me.
All right, but can you
we'll
stop? That's
shot.
Why I sent it to Eddie, and no, I told
well,
him to
when,
stop
when
it
I
right
clicked
after.
On what you said. Sent me, it was his Stan Lee
no,
tribute.
I no, look at this. Oh my goodness. How is this thing here that I sent you just now, a fart in deep dive into a fart?
Yes, I know what the thing says, but then when I clicked on it, I did not get that.
Really?
I did on mine. I have it.
Okay, which one? The first thing?
No.
No. I'll just play it.
All right, but the problem is if it's going to be confusing, I don't want it to be confusing. And when stuff
I think
gets,
it's confusing.
When stuff gets played from your computer, it's not as good and not as loud, it sounds like.
Really?
But I don't know. Go ahead. We'll listen to it from your computer as opposed to waiting here. Go ahead.
I understand how much work they put into this, especially NFL head coaches. But when you cannot function...
That was it there.
Yeah.
Then
right.
Then Funhouse will repeats it over and over again. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hold on. I'll back it up just a tad.
But when you cannot function, when you're not functioning as a franchise, when you cannot function, when you cannot function, when you cannot function.
Yeah.
When you.
And then the caller, you want to hear the caller ask him about it?
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, let's hear that.
Ripping Adam Gase, you know, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were. The Daily News came out with an article that you ripped a fart. I just want to know your point on what your...
What are you talking about? I mean, I don't know what... You're just a moron. I mean... Now, Mons, what are you sending me a headline that says what? They actually wrote a headline that said that?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I'm going to read the headline.
Wait a second.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fart while ripping
okay.
Adam Gase.
All right.
Now, here's the...
All right.
You've had enough.
Yes.
That was it.
That's enough.
That was the thing that made you tap out.
Tap out.
You couldn't
done.
Take anymore.
I'm done.
I still have another minute 20.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on, Boomer, please. Come on. I missed the big guy. Boomer?
The five-minute warning, which Anthony tapes in the morning... First of all, I it didn't happen. It's a complete lie, which Daily News lies all the time. Secondly, Anthony has to tape that and put it up.
if we had something happen, why would we put it up? It's not on live. It's actually something we tape and put up.
It's actually
so we would
good
never
excuse.
Put it up. It's not up live,
no, it's not.
Morons. So if that ever happened, we would stop tape. It would never happen.
If I ever fought it, we'd stop.
I swear on my kid's life, it's a fabrication. Shows you should never believe anything that these morons write. Listen, they stoop to a lot of levels. That just shows you. We tape those every morning. Anthony turns them around.
All right, okay? Now he's repeating himself.
All right, so it ever happened to you?
Oh, farting? Yes, and I'd admit it a million times.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. 100%. But the best part about it is, though, is him denying it so vehemently. I mean, that's the best part. Like, if I ripped one during the show, I'd be like, oh, ripped one. Did you hear that through the mic? Like, I don't care.
Sorry.
Right. Right. What about you? You would admit it, too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
What about if it was on the NFL today? Would you?
I would probably be laughing. I would imagine would imagine that we would be laughing.
You'd be laughing about
and
it.
And my guys wouldn't let me get away with it.
Right. But you wouldn't
stop.
There
is no way I wouldn't stop.
Yeah, you couldn't be like, oh, sorry, guys, just ripped one.
I'm sure it's happened on TNT with those guys.
Oh, yeah.
So you know it's happened with them.
Sure. But you could have some fun with it. You sort of like Jim Nantz and Phil. Like, they had fun with it in the booth.
You could talk around it.
Yeah, you could talk around
it. While you're standing in it.
Right, sure, without a doubt. Okay, you wanted to get to Bob in Delaware.
No, we're good. Whatever you want to do, bro. Whatever you want to do. You know why? Because it's a feel-good Friday. You've tried to knock it out of me.
What? No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I mean,
I'm telling you. I got distracted. Eddie's waiting for his waffles now.
Oh, you did get the waffles.
I'm trying to get them, but you keep distracting me with all these crazy stories you keep finding.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. So the moral of the story is Chris Mad Dog Russo, nose blow, not a fart.
Right.
Nose blow.
We got that.
Nose blow, not
nose
a fart. All right. Bob in Delaware. What's going on, Bob? Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Oh, my God. What is going on with you people? Where are you? Bob! Been hanging out all for 45. He's probably yelling on the other end of the phone. He's muted. Bob!
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
No.
What happened there, Bob?
I have no idea.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I heard you guys yesterday morning talking about penile implants, and I made a career out of selling penile implants.
Did you?
30 years in the Northeast. Yes.
Wow.
Well, like how many penile implants did you sell, like on average?
I probably did about 150 a year. Just in the tri-state area alone.
That's all you did was penile implants?
That's all the company had at that time was penile implants. There were other devices that we manufactured after that.
Yeah.
Artificial sphincters for urinary incontinence, female slings for incontinence, but the majority of our business were penile prosthetic devices.
Okay, now was that for just people who needed it for a medical condition or people who wanted to be more well endowed?
No, a doctor would never do it who wants to be well endowed. Usually these are people with ED, erectile dysfunction, and it's a medical issue that if medication doesn't work, injections don't work,
okay.
The last resort is a penile prosthetic device.
Oh, okay. So I thought it was for people like who would get breast implants, you know, to get...
No, I tell you, a penile prosthesis is not considered cosmetic surgery. A urologist would never put it in to enhance someone, and you really can't enhance someone. People think that you can extend the size of the penis, and you really can't.
Johnson told us you could.
Yeah, with extends. Well, yes.
Well, you can't really extend it. There's a ligament that's involved called the suspensory ligament, and if you cut that, the penis will drop, so it makes it look like it's larger, but it's really, really, really not. You can't take a person who's got 10-centimeter penis and make it a 15-centimeter penis. It doesn't work that way.
Oh, a metric system, huh? Interesting.
But getting back to the device,
yeah.
I mean, these are for patients that are usually severe diabetics. Their system has been compromised by some type of vascular disease, and they just can't get a normal erection. So therefore, you would put in a prosthesis.
Could be a cancer patient, right? I mean, somebody. Coming off of prostate cancer or something like that?
Yeah. Most of the etiologies that we dealt with were usually patients with vascular disease or someone who's had a radical prostatectomy. where EED was relevant, and they had to put in some type of a prosthesis. And there's two different types of prosthesis. I don't know which one you guys were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Bob, it's a very interesting story, but we really didn't get into the weeds about which device we were talking about.
Yeah, right.
We were just kind of saying that that might be something that somebody on our staff may try for the wrong reasons.
Right, exactly. With Al, with his OnlyFans account to get more subscriptions. That's where we were going with it.
I think Al ordered the pump, though.
No.
Did you order the pump, Al?
I do not have a pump, but I didn't know there were artificial sphincters either, so that was interesting.
Yeah, for incontinence, though. That's
There's all medical reasons for it.
Yeah. You can't just buy one. Like, you can't go to Amazon and get yourself a artificial sphincter, you know, just to have around. That's not the way it works. It's for people who have these issues. I mean, I think Al's on there thinking that you could just, like, hey, you know, just go Target.com, get myself a fake butthole.
Well, I'm just thinking there's a company that's what they do.
Yeah, of course.
They make artificial sphincters.
Yes. There's probably many companies.
just picturing them on the conveyor belt and then people picking them up and packaging them.
Packaged by number.
I would just say this, Al. Just hope you never need one.
Yeah.
The way Boomer said that, he's like, there are many companies that do it. Like, there were like people like, we got to get a piece of this artificial sphincter pie. This one company can't just dominate.
Right. I mean, there are monopoly laws in this country. We're crying out loud. You can't corner the sphincter market. No way.
I wouldn't allow it.
I will not allow it. This country was built on free market.
I can improve this artificial sphincter, and then my company will have the market leadership.
Like, who's the Pepsi of artificial sphincters?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm just telling you guys, just be happy you don't need one.
No doubt.
Remember we had what happened to Craig.
You think Jerry probably knows who the off-brand sphincter company is? He's probably gone. Okay.
Remember, we had the whole hemorrhoid story with Craig.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that was not funny.
Yeah, I know. That was a bad one.
Tough really stuff.
Yeah, that's.
I remember calling him. He was at a hotel room and he was on all fours.
Not good.
I don't know if you guys saw your Twitter, but Dan and Carteret sent you a picture of the hernia he has that he's going into surgery for.
Yeah, it's, I saw that too. What is going on today?
Really? I don't know.
I don't want to see his hernia.
Well, it's in your mentions if you want to see it.
Yeah, I saw it. I was wondering what he was doing, and then Al had to explain it.
Because it looked like he was taking a shot of his belly, but that wasn't his belly. That was the hernia muscle.
And then he
protruding.
Said he had to move his belly out of the way so you could see his hernia muscle.
Yeah.
And then you talked about his bait and tackle, about how it was going to be blue and purple for a couple days.
Yes, I was prepared, which the doctors hadn't prepared him for, so I was happy to give him that information.
Like, don't worry about it if it looks a little disfigured.
Visually, it's going to look alarming, but you'll be all right.
You're not sure the last time you used that, so but don't get alarmed.
So should I avoid this hernia picture is what you're telling me?
No, you have to look.
I have to look at it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll look at it. I'm going to look at it on the air or off the air?
Take a look at it now.
All right, I'll take a look at it now. In my mentions, there's Dan and Carteret's hernia.
Just scroll down. You'll see it'll make itself known.
Okay. Well, let's see. I got a lot of stuff in here. Maybe let's just go to his page because there's a lot of people.
There you go.
Cough or fart people that are all on in my mentions right now. All right, Dan Campbell, Dan and Carter. Oh my! What?
I don't even want to retweet it because I think it probably breaks some company guideline.
Al, can you see Gio's face?
I thought there was a term for this. This thing. Like, when I saw this, there was one word that popped into my head. Here, mic's off for a second. That's what I thought it was.
No.
That's not what that is. That's not what that's called.
No. Don't say that. No.
You've heard that before.
before, though,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. What are we doing here?
You've heard that, though,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, yes.
I thought that's the first thing that popped in my mind is, oh, he's got a blank.
I mean, Emmanuel quickly played great last night. Jesus.
All right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Well, over 2,000 fans at the Garden last night enjoying another Nick win.
Rose, Barrett for three. It's good. RJ Barrett, 2 for 2 from downtown. The Knicks have hit 11 threes on 20 attempts. Yeah, this is the largest lead of the game.
Yeah, they were over 50% from three-point range, 19 for 36, and they walloped the Kings, 140-121. Knicks now 16-17. Kings have lost 9 in a row. Here was Coach Thibs, lots to like.
We did a lot of good things offensively, and so when we share the ball like that and make plays and recognize what's going on in the game, I think we can take a lot from the game.
One of those players that played well was Alec Burks. He had 24, 8 of 12 shooting. He says seeing the benefits of practice.
It shows the work that we put off in practice, man. It's working. It's carrying over from the practice court to the game court.
That is Burks on MSG. Emmanuel quickly, big night, 25 points, 12 of 12 from the line. Says he's a student of the game.
Watching film all, you know, some of the great players in our league, watching how they do it. So just taking parts of other people's game and just trying to, you know, use it in mind is something that I look into.
And I mentioned the fans at the Garden. Here was Frank Ntilikina. The atmosphere was awesome.
Just to feel that energy again. And them chanting the fans, that's huge. That's huge because we don't see that a lot in NBA arenas.
Yep, not around the league, not yet. Derrick Rose at 18 got out to a really good start, and Julius Randle 21-14 for the Knicks, who have won 5 of 7. They take on Indiana tomorrow night. As for the Nets, a relatively easy win over the Magic.
Now the Nets into the front court, in the black, going left to right in the Pascal uniforms. Harris up top, Irving, pump fake, driving it instead, kick it on the wing. Harris is open, a three on the way, and it's good. Joe Harris remains perfect. He is 4 for 4 from behind the arc.
Boy, did he and Kyrie Irving just work unbelievable together in that possession.
And they worked out well tonight. They wound up winning 129-92 over the Magic as the Nets run the winning streak to 8 straight games. Kyrie Irving 27-9. Mentioned Joe Harris, he had 14. Here was Irving with new perspective on life as we know it, because, boy, things have changed. And as the question was, you seem very much at ease here in Brooklyn. How come?
Life has hit differently for all of us during these times. So I don't want to take any day for granted. I don't want to take any relationship for granted. I just really want to see everyone do well in our world.
Says he's taking a step back.
We have just so many individuals losing loved ones. So it's not so much about the game anymore. It's just more of us about caring about your neighbor, your fellow human being, and being there, and then doing your part.
And this is right up your alley, Boomer. He called it a privilege to play professional battle. Here was Steve Nash. No surprise Landry Shamet contributed as he had 19 off the bench.
Landry's a really good shooter. We all know that. It's just a new situation, new environment, new role, trying to, you know, turn that corner. And he's starting to I think, have that confidence and comfort.
All these players and James Harden, 20 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists. Nets 22-12. They take on Dallas tomorrow night. Also from the NBA, you had the Wizards win in Denver 112-110 with that goofy ending as they had the 3-on-1 break and took a 3 and it missed, and the Wizards wind up winning. Grizzlies beat the Clippers 122-94. You had Giannis go for 38. Bucks over the Pelicans 129-125. And the 76ers knocked off the Mavericks 111-97. Couple of things from the NFL. You got Russell Wilson. Is he on the move? move or isn't he? We don't know. But what we do know is he told the Seahawks he wants to stay there, but if they choose to trade him, the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Bears, and the Saints would be landing spots and trades he would accept. So we'll see where we go with that. ESPN says Ben Roethlisberger and his reps would be insulted if the Steelers wanted him to take a pay cut going forward. So you've got that.
I guess this isn't over. Not to open up this whole thing again, but I thought it was going to be pretty cut and dried, but I guess it's not.
Maybe Ben to the Bears could still work after all.
Yeah. That'd be great for the Vikings. He's done.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to get into an argument with you again over that whole thing.
Deshaun Watson's not done, but he certainly seems like he's done in Houston. He did meet with David Culley. Nothing came from it other than he wants out, and Culley and the Texans don't want to trade him. So we'll see as we get closer to the NFL draft if they do, in fact, move him. We heard from several Yankees in Tampa again yesterday. Of course, Brett Gardner is back, and this goes to, I guess, Boomer, what you were talking about with J.J. Watt and the leadership. Here's Aaron Hicks talking about the value of having a guy like Gardner returning to the team again.
It's because of the way he is off the field, the way that he controls, communicates with the younger guys and obviously communicates with the veterans.
Like a leadership type of persona. Hicks was asked, why in his career does he walk so much? And he had a very simple answer for that.
I don't know how to explain it, but I just don't swing at balls.
Right. And more people would probably be good for that as well if they didn't swing at balls. And so he ends up on first base. Often he said he feels really good and feels healthy for a new season. NHL-wise, Islanders attack the Bruins in the final period. They score 5 goals and they win 7-2. Anthony Beauvillier with the go-ahead goal, but there was some concern. Cal Clutterbuck was injured in this game. Barry Trotz was asked for an update.
Oh, I don't. But I honestly, I don't. I'm not too concerned. But we'll see how it is. I mean, these type of injuries sometimes will linger.
Oh, you certainly hope so. And just one correction from last hour. My mistake. I apologize. I asked you guys if there were fans at the Coliseum. I was wrong about that. There were not. Oh. It looks like March 18th, I think. I thought so, too. I thought that's what I read. I wasn't sure, and I was wrong as I was corrected. So
March, too bad.
March 18th, March 11th or 18th, I forget the date, but not for another couple of weeks before they have fans in the building at the Coliseum. Meantime, the Devils win in overtime.
Drop pass now for Brett. Across the line, cuts to his left, lays it off for Zacha, shot, scores! Pavel Zacha with the overtime game winner. Ooh. And the Devils will end their 3-game losing streak. Let's go home.
And they go home winners as they win 4-3 last night. That, of course, Devils Radio and Matt Lachlan. Pavel Zacha with the game winner on the night for New Jersey. College basketball, Michigan State, another big win as they beat number 4 Ohio State 71-67. They look like they were dead and buried, and they've won a couple of big games here down the
stretch.
Remember
I was telling you that they're always a thorn in the side of the University of Maryland?
Yeah,
they
for sure.
They played Maryland over the weekend. So, you know, this is... In order, I think Maryland's got to win these games, these last couple games here, if they're going to make it to the tournament. I guess they still have a chance in the Big Ten tournament. And by the way, are they bubbling that?
I'm not exactly sure how that's going. I'm still confused as to what is going on.
Because the Big Ten tournament's in Indianapolis, right?
Correct. And so is the NCAA tournament, right, which will be all over the state of Indiana. Basically, it's not just in Indianapolis. You're going to have games in Bloomington. You're going to have games at Purdue. You're going to have games at I forget where else. But
those will all be bubbles. All those teams will come in. They'll stay in those cities,
and then I think they're going to have to stay. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the best way to do it. The best way to control it and to make sure everybody's kind of like on the same footing. I would imagine that they would have to come like a couple, 4 or 5 days early to make sure that everybody's healthy.
Well, the way Rutgers does it, you test 2 days prior to the game, mm-hmm, the day before the game, and then the day of the game. So if you're playing on a Friday, I guess the first round of the tournament is actually Friday, March 19th, the NCAA tournament. So I don't know if you'd have to go in prior to Wednesday, I wouldn't think, with all the testing that's available now. But I don't know. I'm not sure. And for the Big Ten, they're having the tournament in Indianapolis. Are you staying out there? Let's say you play on Friday, you get knocked out on Friday. Are you staying out there for the following week, if you're in the tournament?
No, I think they would probably... That's a good question.
I don't know.
That's a really good question.
So I'm not really sure, but that's the situation.
Are they doing
there.
A play-in game, the whole thing? Everything's normal, but it's just all in the state of Indiana?
Yes, Conseco Fieldhouse, the football stadium, Purdue, Indiana. That's where they're playing all the games. Correct.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. I've read somewhere that there might be two courts in the football stadium for the first few rounds. So they're really going to maximize the games that they can get in to keep it as normal can possibly be. And Tiger Woods, not normal. He is recovering from surgery, from the broken legs, and the accident from the other day. They did move him to a different hospital in Los Angeles so he can be overseen and looked at and watched to make sure that he does not get infected because he had that compound fracture. And there you have it.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
So what were you telling me about Phil Mickelson's going to carry Charlie Wood's bag? Or is that fake news or real news?
I don't know if that's fake news or not, but it sounds like something that may happen.
Al, real news, fake news. Phil Mickelson carrying Charlie Wood's bag because Tiger's in the hospital.
I'm going to say real news, although I haven't seen that anywhere.
I saw somebody tweeted it at me, and I was trying to find it, and I do believe that it's real.
It's real news, because if it is, that's awesome.
Yeah, because what the guy was saying to me was that this is a great story because, you know, Phil's obviously going to bat for Tiger, and it's Charlie and everything else, and it's the golf community coming together.
I'm going to say it's real news, too. I'm going to hope it's real news. I'm going to say it's real news. Eddie, real news, fake news, Phil Mickelson carrying Charlie Wood's bag.
I'm going to go real news.
Real news. We're all in agreement. Real news. I hope so. That'd be a crappy thing to do to put that out there if it wasn't real news. Everybody excited about that.
Right. You know? I just.
Well, what? What do you got now?
Nothing.
Oh, you were humming at your phone. I was like, uh-oh. You never know with you. You get information
coming to you from all angles. As a golf fan, I think it's one of the classiest things that Phil Mickelson can do to motivate Tiger's recovery is to stand in caddy for Tiger's son, Charlie. So I don't know if it's actually happening or this guy wants it to happen.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, either way, let's hope that it does. Let's go to Mike in Manhattan. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right, Mike, what's happening, brother?
I wanted to yesterday I tried to get on. I was a little busy though, and we were talking a lot about NFL and contracts. And I wanted to get some thoughts on the Bills and Josh Allen moving into the future and ask Boomer about something that he had mentioned. I remember during the Dak Prescott negotiation. So the Bills, and this is the case for a lot of NFL teams, when they're young and they draft well and they haven't dished out all the big contracts, they're competitive, and that's one of the reasons that the Bills have had pretty good year this last year and were competitive the years before is because they've drafted well. They got young guys and they haven't had to pay one yet. So now they're starting to pay their cornerstone players. Big contract for Tre'Davious White. He's a pillar on the defense. Big contract for the left tackle on offense. But now you got some other big guys that are going to be hopefully a part of the future coming up. Edmonds on defense, they're going to have to pay.
Yeah, we know. You want to know about Josh Allen and how do you pay him and why would you pay him so much money when it may cost you other players?
Yes, but I'll leave it with this point. So I remember, Boomer, you had said that I want to see if this scenario is ever going to be likely or something that we're going to see more of a trend of in football with the quarterbacks is you talked about with Dak, he had a responsibility to other quarterbacks to make sure that he goes out and gets every dollar. And I know it wasn't an aggressive take by any means, but like to challenge that, I'm thinking, first of all, Allen has responsibility to himself and his family first. Then I think it's the team. Second, I don't know where that quarterback loyalty comes into play, but my question is, like, can we ever see these quarterbacks maybe say, Allen's probably in that $35 million a year category. Is it really that obtuse to think that he could take $25 million?
No, he won't take that, and nor should he. You know, Tom Brady basically gets lauded for a lot of that, but then again, he ended up leaving to go to Tampa Bay so he could make more money because the Patriots wouldn't pay him.
But he still didn't really fleece the Buccaneers. But
you know, 43 years old and you're making $25 million a year, that's pretty good. But I think for the Buffalo Bills, they have to do, and you know, the Baltimore Ravens are in this situation right now. The Browns are in this situation with Baker Mayfield, and now the Bills are.
Yeah.
And they're all in the same situation that Kansas City was with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
So now you're going to get long-term contracts. I know the Bills are going to give, I would think, a long-term contract to try to mitigate the initial impact of that contract on their present players and their present team so they can pay some of those players, kind of like what Kansas City did with Patrick Mahomes. So I think that's kind of the way it's going to go. You know, out of the top 10 players in the league, I think 8 or 7 of them happen to be quarterbacks. The other guys are defensive guys, Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, and Aaron Donald. So there's obviously, what does that tell you? That tells you that there are two really prime premium positions in a league. And that is edge rusher that can wreck a game, and that's a quarterback that can win a game. And then everybody gets paid behind those guys. So the quarterbacks are going to get paid no matter what. And the reason I say all of this stuff about they got to get the most money is because they do have a responsibility to their NFLPA to raise the averages of all guys' salaries if they can.
Yeah. I mean, the examples keep coming up, though, of teams who pay their quarterbacks and then they don't win after
that. All right, so let me ask you a question.
It always happens. So, like, I know just, when a guy like a Bills fan gets anxious about it, they get, like, the agita about it because they're like, wait a second, things are great right now, but when we got to pay this guy who had probably the third best season out of any quarterback in football last year, then is our team going to fall apart?
I know. Well, no, what they got to do is they got to try to be like Seattle with Russell Wilson and just have sustained success over the years, and hopefully – you know, it's going to get really good here the next couple of years for Josh Allen, and he needs to be paid for that because assuming we have fans back in the stands next year, or this coming year, I should say, a big portion of the reason that you would buy season tickets is to watch him play. Now, he's the face of the franchise. I don't care what you say. If I say to you Green Bay, you think of?
Aaron Rodgers.
I say Houston, you think of?
Deshaun Watson.
I say Seattle, you think of?
Russell Wilson.
I say the Chargers, you think of?
Justin Herbert.
Right. So the point being is that's how the league is built on that PR of those players. And that's just the way it is, and that's why they're going to get paid.
Let's go to Vinny, who's calling from Staten Island. What's up, Vinny?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening there, Vinny?
Well, before I wanted to chime in on the Chris Russo fart debate. But before
yes.
I do that, I just want to let you know, Boomer, I'm a Rangers season ticket holder. Forget these guys whenever they make fun of you. So maybe now that they're letting people in, I can buy you a $15 Budweiser.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, are you going tonight or no?
No, tonight I'm not going.
All right, okay.
I'm going to have to start with Gio on this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to explain why. First I'd like to say I agree with Al. If you isolate the sound by itself, it sounds too tight to be a nose blow. Definitely sounds like a fart.
Mm.
However, I think that if the mic was that close to his chest, it sounds too close to his chest to be a fart because it would sound like it would be in the background.
Yeah, plus he's a handkerchief guy.
True. Also, if you guys were to do a fake cough right now, basically, your fart hole kind of clenches up a little bit.
Mm.
So how could you really fart that close after?
Yeah, he's right. Try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that. Al, you feel that?
Well, Vinny, you're really breaking
that
down.
I could do that.
What a great point, Vin.
The sun's got to shine in a dog's butt sometimes. So.
Yeah, very good, Vin. I appreciate that. So, it's just more confirmation that we got a nose blow. I mean, we got it from the horse's mouth, for crying out loud. It was a nose blow, and he's a guy who would admit it.
Right.
I
agree.
Fully believe he would admit it. Al, up in Buffalo. What's up, Al?
Hey, I got a question for Boomer.
Yes, Al.
Why don't you or anybody else call out Brett Gardner for acting like a three-year-old when he's in the dugout smashing his back is bad against the ceiling.
Kind of like Paul O'Neill used to do?
Well, you know, you guys call out athletes for doing dumb stuff. Would you want Gunner to act like that if he is playing Little League Baseball?
All I can tell you is that Gunner's never acted like that.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I mean, If I did that when I was playing Little League, my coach would have snatched the bat out of my hand.
Right. He would have shoved it right up my ass.
And guess what, Al?
In front of all of my friends.
They're not playing Little
League. And paraded me around on a stick for all my neighbors to see. And then brought me to my parents' house and said, look, here's your little snot-nosed kid, and I've got a bat up his ass. Look. Just like that, like a torch through the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, they're not playing Little League Baseball. They're playing Major League Baseball, where the intensity is ratcheted up 1,000 times.
Al, you were going to say something?
Yeah, he's the type. And then they would have brought me home, and my father would have been happy that he did it that way and would have continued with the bat.
Right. He would have left the bat in my ass.
The real question is, Al.
All week long.
Would you have let that guy through?
Hell no. I'd be like, that was a season ago when Brett Gardner did it. Why are you calling
me
today?
Two seasons ago.
Yeah. And he's a great part of the Yankees. Nick in Pompton Plains. Nick, what's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
Boom. Question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think it's time the Rangers end this Jack Johnson experiment and call that kid Runanen up from the AHL?
Yep. You know, I'm with you right now, but unfortunately, because Keandre Miller's out and Jacob Trouba's out, they're not going to do that. They're not going to put another guy out there that they don't believe is ready. So I hear what you're saying, but again, like we were talking about Emmanuel Quickley and all these guys learning on the fly, he may not be ready yet. And to thrust him into what I still think is a playoff caliber team when it's healthy, just was probably not the thing that they're going to do, that they feel like they need to do.
Yeah. Jack Johnson was with the Penguins not that long ago, right?
He was. And, you know, he was also the guy, I believe, with the Avs who had his parents.
Parents rip him off.
The whole money thing. And he's just slow. He's a slow guy.
I feel like he gets killed everywhere he goes.
He does. He does.
Because I remember Penguin fans hating him, and now Ranger fans hate him.
But, the Rangers got him on a veteran discount, really. It's like $1.5 million, and it's not that much money. And they felt like they needed, just in case, they needed another guy with some sort of experience. And one of the coaches that the Rangers signed this year had him and believed in him. And, you know, he's just slow. That's the problem. And in this game, as you can see last night when you're watching the Islanders in the third period, I mean, they're flying all over the place.
And by the way, people are watching on TV again today, and they're saying Boomer's got the same jersey on yesterday as today and missed the explanation. Boomer is wearing his Panarin, or as Slava, our beat writer, said, from the Russian hockey beat writer, Panarin.
Panarin.
He's wearing that until Artemi Panarin comes back and plays for the Rangers.
You know,
again.
And I don't know why he's not playing. You know, I'm reading all these articles. Molly Walker did another great article the other day, just going into the weeds on this whole thing. And I don't know what's going on in his personal life. That I can't speak to. But
in
the public view of what
everybody's
was
supporting him
is ridiculous. Right? Exactly. So,
well, maybe he felt right. Maybe I don't know. Maybe his mind is all screwed up over this. Maybe he's worried about his family. Maybe he said, "Just give me a little bit of time to get my affairs in order." Because this is, I mean, think about it. I mean, that's crazy. All of a sudden, your life changes like that, and it's all bull crap that you believe that, you know, is being generated to curry political favor in your home country. That's a big deal.
Right.
You know, so maybe he's like, hey, a couple of weeks I could use. Maybe it's not a full 2 weeks, but
I would like to see him back on the ice with his teammates. That's where he belongs. And again, like, I don't know what's going on in his personal life, which is, you know, maybe that's a big part of all of this. But at the end of the day, the best place for him to be is with his teammates playing the game that he loves. And shoving it in the face of the guy that, you know, made these outrageous accusations against them.
Right. And by the way, Boomer doesn't take this jersey off when the show is over. He wears it all day long, and he sleeps in it. He sent me a picture last night. He tweeted a picture or texted a picture to me in the bed.
I was going to tweet it. I didn't want you to tweet it.
Yeah,
either.
But it was a little awkward because it was like jersey and then no pants on, you know, type of thing.
Well, what do you want me to do? I don't wear pants to bed.
I know you don't, but it just looked, you know, it was a little strange. I knew you had underwear. I hope you had underwear on at least, but... Yeah, he just texted me the picture, said, just to let you know, I'm going to bed with the jersey on like I told you. So, and then I deleted the picture immediately.
Thank you.
So it's gone now. It's off the cloud. It's gone. Because I knew that's one of those things. It's like, I don't even want that type of responsibility to have a picture of you pantless on my phone. I don't need that,
I mean,
man.
Could you imagine if Gina picked that up and said, what's going on?
Yeah, and she... No, I could not. No, I couldn't, Eddie. I couldn't see that. I didn't even show her. I almost did. And I said, you know, it's just not. You sent it to me in privacy. It's like a me and you moment. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, look, I wanted to share it. But I said, no, I'm deleting it.
Just like the hiking one I sent you the other day.
Yeah, that one. Sun's out, buns out, as they say.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.